I thought we could begin with just a short guided practice with a little bit of a review of some of the things that we explored yesterday, both as a way of arriving and also reconnecting with some of those tools. So settling into an easeful position, checking that your body is as comfortable as possible. When we have pain or illness, that's really important to start from a place of comfort, and then finding whatever way brings energy in to your body. So sitting up straight is the traditional way of doing that, but there are other ways to bring energy into your body. Taking a few deep breaths, setting a clear intention. And let's begin by orienting with sound. So just tuning into the sounds in the room. Any sounds outside the room? Allowing your attention to tune in to that wider sphere of awareness. Wide open space with sounds that come and go. And we don't have to do much of anything. Just allowing ourselves to receive them. Keep connecting your attention with the experience of hearing. And then beginning to relax the face, seeing if you can relax the jaw, letting the teeth part even just slightly. Relaxing the eyes, the eyelids and eyebrows. If you can deeply relax all of the muscles behind the eyes. Letting the eyes be still. Just letting that whole region soften and melt. Relaxing the forehead, imagining the surface of your forehead like a smooth piece of flowing silk, soft and flexible, light and easeful. Relaxing the temples, allowing your whole face to be soft, relaxed, and open. The cheeks, the nose, the lips. And using your own wisdom as we proceed, so if at any point it's time for you to move on with your attention to somewhere else, really trusting that, customizing the instructions for your own body. Relaxing down your neck and throat to the shoulders, seeing if you can let the shoulders and the shoulder blades soften and relax, imagining that your elbows were getting heavy and the shoulders could drop even slightly. Relaxing down through your arms, the upper arms to the elbows, the forearms, all the way down into the hands. And feeling any sensations in the hands, warmth, heaviness, tingling or pulsing, moist or dry. Seeing if you can rest your attention in your hands. If there are other areas of your body that you notice tension or tightness, just seeing if you can soften and relax there. Or if not, just giving it space, letting it be. If there's pain or discomfort in the body, noticing if the attention is attracted or drawn there, that magnetic pull. And practicing this skill of directing our attention elsewhere, acknowledging it gently, I see you. This is okay, bringing in wisdom. This is the nature of the body. There's nothing wrong with feeling pain. It's not my fault. It's not some personal failing. It's just the way the body is. All bodies feel pain and discomfort. And right now, this is how the body feels. And seeing where can you put your attention that's less painful, maybe pleasant or neutral. Could be in sound. practicing this skill of moving away. Moving the attention away from the pain. And finally, inviting the energy of compassion. Recognizing, yeah, this is how it is right now. And that's hard. This might be challenging. So in whatever way works for you, imagining a friend or someone else offering compassion, seeing an older version of yourself, or imagining yourself as a parent, a mother, father. Visualizing the compassion spatially as a field around you, gently enveloped in a tender embrace. Seeing if you can invite this sense of care, a softening of the heart around the edges. May there be ease with this pain. May I find tenderness and care. Using an image or a phrase to stay connected to that intention of care and tenderness. Seeing if you can infuse your whole being with a sense of compassion. opening your awareness beyond your own experience. Just as I suffer and feel pain, so do all creatures and beings feel pain. May we all find ease and tenderness. May all beings know the healing balm of compassion. And as you slowly transition out of the meditation, just inviting you to do a little bit of orienting in your own time, in your own way. Letting your eyes and your senses take in the space. Letting your physical organism know where it is so that it gets the message, everything's all right here.